Norbert Čopek, who founded the Unitarian Church in Czechoslovakia, introduced the flower communion to his congregation in 1923. Čopek felt the need for some symbolic ritual that would bind people across their differences more closely together. He wanted a religious ritual with the power of a traditional Christian ceremony, a traditional Christian communion service, but without the bread and wine that was used in traditional Christian churches. So he looked to the beauty of the countryside for the elements of a communion that would be genuine to the Czech Unitarians, and the flower communion was the result. The flower communion was held yearly just before summer.
Up until about 15 years ago, many Unitarian Universalist churches in the United States took a break over the summer and didn't hold Sunday services until after Labor Day. And so flower communion, which was introduced in the United States around 1940, became a way to build community and strengthen the ties between church members to continue their communion over the summer recess. Now, today, most of our congregations are year-round churches, with typical and familiar worship services held all throughout the year, including the summer months. Yet the flower communion still remains an important ritual moment.
Since its beginning, the tradition has gone like this. Everyone is asked to bring a flower of their choice from the garden or the store or the field, and then they're invited to place the flower into a gathering place like what we did in the beginning at the back of the sanctuary. Together, the different flowers that everyone brings creates a beautiful or multiple beautiful bouquets. The significance of the flower communion is that no two flowers are alike, just as no two individuals are alike, though each has a contribution to make. The bouquet would not be the same without each and every one of us contributing. It is in this special arrangement that reveals the holy that exists between all of us. The service affirms our promise to one another in our community, and by taking a flower home with you that is different than the one that you brought, you show our willingness to walk together in our shared search for truth and meaning.
Flowers help us symbolize the love that is hidden deep inside of us. Flowers are beautiful, and so are the feelings of love amongst people. Beauty cannot always be measured, and neither can the feelings of people be measured. These flowers, so beautiful today, will fade tomorrow. As all of life is filled with change, and yet the love among siblings, families, friends will endure. We carry with us, as we leave today, someone else's flower that they brought, a symbol of the ways that we and our whole congregation are permanently changed by each person's presence and partnership.
So in just a moment, we're going to invite you to come forward row by row up the center aisle and choose a flower different than the one you brought, and then return back to your seat by way of the outer rows. Okay?
Let us celebrate once again our flower communion.